Let's begin our practice today with three nice full breaths. So breathing in fully, 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 all the way to the top. And fully exhaling, feeling the release and the relief all the way through the exhale, all the way down to your toes and your fingertips till there's not a drop of breath left. And inhaling again. And enjoying that exhale, letting it go through slowly. And as you're ready, another full, full inhale and exhale. And then noticing if there are any residual spots in the body that need a little wiggling, a little stretching, a little adjusting, so that there's ease in the posture and wakefulness in the posture. Letting go of any exertion to be present and trusting presence itself through the simple knowing of the touch points as we sit here. Bringing some resolve to our practice. What is your particular resolve around practice today? Is it about practicing peacefulness? Coming into kindness, is it about opening? Allowing? Is it about coming back, grounding in body, breath, coming back again and again? Is it about standing in truth, honesty? Is it about knowing the beauty, the fullness of this life? Is it about love, belonging? Letting your resolve be known to yourself. And bringing the awareness into the breathing. Just noticing the breath exactly as it is. Noticing the full column of the breath from the nostrils through the back of the throat into the chest, down to the belly, and the whole column of the breath back upwards again and outwards. and beginning to notice where it's easiest for you to feel the breathing, where the breath is most predominant. And connecting with the physical sensations of breathing, and let your awareness rest in that place where you feel the breath most readily. Breath, not as we would like it to be, not as we imagine it should be, but just the breath as it is, moment to moment. Letting this awareness of the breathing be guided by your resolve, and let it also inform your resolve. However you understand that. When your attention wanders off the breathing, noticing it, perhaps labeling it as usual, and just recollect once again your resolve as you come back to noticing breathing. noticing how it is when the mind gets caught up in wanting things to be different from how they are. And that may show as a kind of wanting mind, body, heart, or it may show as more of a not wanting. Either way, it's a wanting, a clinging after things being different than how they are. Notice how it is to simply notice that. Bring the awareness into it. Watch what happens with wanting, not wanting mind. Notice its effects on the breathing. And as best you can, as it passes, letting it be. And abiding again in the breathing. Noticing what happens with your resolve when the mind has gotten busy in some wanting, some not wanting, some craving for experience. This is not to judge ourselves, but just to notice how it is. Ah, it's like this. That's what happens with peace, if that's the resolve. When the mind is caught in wanting, that's what happens with love, that's what happens with freedom. So just to notice. And then anchoring again in breathing. Is it possible that with each return to the breath, you come home to yourself, home to this moment, home to your resolve? You may even find it helpful after the mind has wandered and you've known it. And you've noticed, how that feels, coupled with the resolve. And you come back to the breathing. You might even find it helpful to say to yourself, home, home. Possibly bringing a hand to the heart. When we come home, home to the breath, home to ourselves, home to our resolve for being here, for practicing.